share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In order to live a healthy and happy life, it's important for Malaysians to take care of their physical, mental, and emotional well-being. However, not everybody knows how or where they can seek help for mental health issues. Well, in case you didn't know, our government clinics also provide psychiatric treatments that are available for all Malaysians. And the best part is, since most of our healthcare is subsidized, the treatment is super affordable. If you are interested to make an appointment but unsure of how to do it, worry not. We're here to help. Just read on to find out more about it in this guide. Here's how you can make an appointment. Step 1. Head to any clinic kesihatan, government clinic, near you. At the counter, request to take the Depression Anxiety Stress Scale, DAS, test. This is a written test. You might need to pay RM1 at this point. Step 2. Wait for the results of your test. It usually doesn't take long and you'll be able to receive the results within the same day. If your results show symptoms that require treatment, you'll receive a referral letter to seek treatment at a government hospital near you. Step 3. Then, you can head over to the psychiatric department of the hospital you were referred to and show them your referral letter to make an appointment. Make sure to go during working hours only, Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Step 4. The appointments are usually given based on the severity of your symptoms as well as the department's availability. Of course, severe symptoms will be given priority. Whereas for more manageable symptoms, it might take an average of 2 to 3 weeks to get an appointment. Other things to take note of. In terms of fees, the first visit would cost RM5 if your referral is from government clinics. For referrals from private hospitals, the first visit would cost RM30. Afterwards, all follow-up visits would cost RM5 each time. For emergency cases, e.g. suicide attempts, self-inflicted injuries, etc., the clinic will usually get you an appointment right away. If you are already seeing a psychologist at a private hospital but would like to pursue treatment at a government hospital instead, you can also get your referral letter from your doctor. However, if you're unsure, you can call up the government hospital first to inquire before getting referred there. Here's a list of government hospitals that provide psychiatric treatments. Peninsular Malaysia, Selangor. Hospital Tengku Ampuan Rahimah Klang. Hospital Seliang. Hospital Kajang. Hospital Ampang KL. Hospital Kuala Lumpur Perlis. Hospital Tuanku Fauzia, Kangar, Kedah. Hospital Sultana Bahia, Alor Setar. Hospital Sultan Abdul Halim, Sungai Petani, Penang. Hospital Pulau Penang Perak. Hospital Taiping. Hospital Bahagia, Ulu Kinta. Hospital Raja Permaisuri Bainan, Ipoh, Negeri Sembilan. Hospital Seremban Malacca. Hospital Malacca Johor. Hospital Sultana Aminah, JB. Hospital Perma, JB. Hospital Tengku Fatima, Muar, Pahang. Hospital Tengku Ampuan Afzan, Kuantan. Hospital Temerloh Kelantan. Hospital Raja Perempuan Zainab, Kota Baru. East Malaysia, Sabah. Hospital Mesra Bukit Padang, Kota Kinabalu. Hospital Sandakan Sarawak. Hospital Sentosa, Kuching. Hospital Miri. Hospital Umum Sarawak. Apart from these government hospitals, there are also government clinics that have their own psychiatric departments offering similar treatments. However, do make sure to call and check first to be sure. You also have the option to seek treatment at semi-government hospitals or private hospitals that would offer a faster service but fees would be higher. Especially with the after-effects of the MCO, there has been a hike in depression cases among Malaysians, and it was even noted that the Befrienders KL, an emotional support organization, helpline was receiving more calls. This is why it's crucial for Malaysians to know how they can seek help when they need it. Even if you don't need it for yourself, do keep a lookout for loved ones and reach out to them in case they ever need help. If you're in need of emotional support, please call the Befrienders 24-hour helpline. Contact 603-7627-2929. Email protected. Also read, Majin lawyer shares how he was suicidal due to deteriorating mental health. Source: Entrepreneur Source, Facebook Source, Baton Rouge Behavioral Hospital Source, Motherhood Source, iStock. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.